I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare. Earth's Answer, William Blake. Earth raised up her head from the darkness dread and drear. Her light fled, stony dread, and her locks covered with gray despair. Prisoned on wat'ry shore, starry jealousy does keep my den. Cold and hoar, weeping o'er, I hear the father of the ancient men. Selfish father of men, cruel, jealous, selfish fear, can delight chained in night the virgins of youth and morning bear? Does spring hide its joy when buds and blossoms grow? Does the sower sow by night, or the plowman in darkness plow? Break this heavy chain that does freeze my bones around. Selfish, vain, eternal bane, that free love with bondage bound. Song, Robert Browning. Nay, but you, who do not love her, is she not pure gold, my mistress? Holds earth aught, speak truth, above her? Aught like this tress, see, and this tress, and this last fairest tress of all, so fair, see, ere I let it fall? Because you spend your lives in praising, to praise you search the wide world over, then why not witness, calmly gazing, if earth holds aught, speak truth, above her, above this tress and this, I touch but cannot praise I love so much. Tears, Idle Tears, from The Princess, Alfred Lord Tennyson. Tears, idle tears, I know not what they mean. Tears from the depths of some divine despair rise in the heart and gather to the eyes, in looking on the happy autumn fields and thinking of the days that are no more. Fresh as the first beam glittering on a sail that brings our friends up from the underworld, sad as the last which reddens over one that sinks with all we love below the verge. So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more. Ah, sad and strange, as in dark summer dawns the earliest pipe of half-awakened birds to dying ears, when unto dying eyes the casement slowly grows a glimmering square. So sad, so strange, the days that are no more. Dear as remembered kisses after death, and sweet as those by hopeless fancy feigned on lips that are for others. Deep as love, deep as first love, and wild with all regret. O death in life, the days that are no more. To His Coy Mistress, Andrew Marvel. Had we but world enough and time, this coyness lady were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk, and pass our long love's day. Thou by the Indian Ganges' side shouldst rubies find. I by the tide of Humber would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise thine eyes and on thy forehead gaze. 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest. An age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For, lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honor turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and prime